A lot of people say, well, just go to work. Just go get a job, you know. But you can work a job
And still,
and still have your business.
right.
Do them both side by side. And
Exactly.
once your business is making enough to where it replaces your income for a year, then and it's progressing and it's scaling, then you can go ahead and step away from your whatever job you're
Exactly.
working, whether it's a 9 to 5, 11 to 7, or midnight to 6 in the morning, like I used to work. So, you know, and if it's your, and if it's a passion, if it's a true passion, then go for it.
Right. Hi, guys. Welcome to Fashion Mix. I am Donna M., your host and owner of Donna M. Collection, a platform all about adding value and substance to your life. And the way we do that is by building and inspiring your fashion journey. So we're going to talk about fashion, of course. We're going to offer you style tips and hacks, and we're going to reveal to you how you could save money building your wardrobe. And the best part of it all, you get to see and purchase what we have in the boutique. Secondly, we're going to build your confidence by bringing in guests from all walks of life and various industries that's going to share the good, the bad, and the ugly of their story. And lastly, you're going to walk away equipped with other tools and information to help you with whatever journey you're on and to build the lifestyle you desire. So none of this can be possible without our sponsor. Our sponsor today is Anchor. And if you've never heard of Anchor, Anchor is the easiest way to create, distribute, and monetize your podcast. And it all can be done from your phone, iPad, or computer, which is everything that you need in one place. Anchor allows you to distribute your podcast on platforms such as Spotify, Google, Apple, and more. I absolutely love using Anchor, and the best part, it is free. So download the app, or you can go to anchor.fm to get started. Well, my guest today is Sonya Elliott. She is CEO of Sonya Elliott Brows and Beauty. Sonya is a professional makeup artist, licensed esthetician, waxing expert, and body contouring specialist. So welcome to the podcast, Sonya.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
It seems like it's been about 5, 10 years now.
Something like that.
It was
yeah.
something like that, right?
Something like that.
Something like that. It's
yes.
been a while.
Yes.
I'm excited that you're here,
okay.
and
Thank
I'm
you.
Ready to dive into your story. But mm-hmm. before we get there,
okay.
I want to talk about our look of the day. And
okay.
so you're going to be involved in this too. So
okay.
No escaping.
I love it.
So our look of today is this fabulous feather dress. It does come in small, medium, and large. And it's going to be available for rent. This dress, I love it. It's guaranteed to turn heads. It's a simple dress, but it's elegant. The fabric is like a satin look, satin feel type dress. Yellow, of course, is one of the spring summer colors for this year. And so I'm really loving that detail about it. The color is very, very, very pretty. Has a halter neck. As I said before, it does have feather trim at the hemline. Has a pleated mock neck. Keyhole closure in the back, and then a tie detail. And one of the things that I actually love about this dress is that it's lined. If you're anything like me, I love anything that's lined because I think it just takes
oh, yeah.
the quality of the item up.
Exactly.
Exactly, exactly. So tell me, I know we talked briefly some time ago. I think you reached out to me to assist you with some personal shopping, and I don't remember.
Right.
I think you were looking for a specific color.
I was. Looking
you
for
was
a specific
okay,
color.
Okay, okay.
And it was yellow.
It was yellow. You know what?
Which is hard to find.
I was thinking that it was yellow.
It was yellow.
So now is yellow your favorite color?
It was the event I was going mm-hmm. to. That it was like their theme.
Okay.
It was a yellow theme. So
okay.
I was trying to find
okay.
something at the
okay.
last minute. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I wasn't wrong after all. I thought it was yellow.
Yeah.
And so, what is your favorite color?
Purple.
Purple, okay. Okay. I'm starting to do purple myself. I think everything
yeah.
that I'm buying is tailored towards purple.
Uh-huh.
But I get it. And so if you were to wear this dress, where would you wear it? I mean,
it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I don't know if I can put, you know, wear it as well as you do.
Uh-huh.
But like last night, I went to a networking event
okay.
last night.
Okay.
It was Black Expo networking event
okay.
that was put on by TTM
mm-hmm.
Enterprises. It was a very, very nice event. The theme was they preferred black, but you didn't have to wear
black. Okay.
So that was something I would have worn it to because everyone was very elegant.
Right.
It was about black excellence.
Okay.
Business owners.
Right.
And so that's something that I would have been able to wear for this particular
dress too. Okay. And just to add to that, I think it's a great look for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, wedding. And even I would actually wear this as a top.
And with some leggings?
With leggings, maybe. Yeah. I would actually wear it as a top. Just, you know me. Just trying to, you know, be out the box. I'm different. I'm different. But anyway.
Being different is fun, though.
Yes, exactly. And so, guys, today as a bonus, the first 10 people that actually subscribe to the channel will get 15% off their entire purchase. And so what I need you to do is comment in the description or in the comment below, I am in, and I also need for you to send me your email address via info@DonnaMShop. And that's just to get your individualized discount code. And so this is our look of today. And so we're going to get started, Sonia. And I want to start by saying that the first time you did my makeup, it was flawless. It was flawless, and I would forever remember that. I mean, I think that was the first time I actually got professional makeup done.
Mm-hmm. And that was the first time of us meeting also.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And so I actually fell in love with your work. It's so much we have to talk about as I was preparing for today. I'm like, you just branched off in a whole lot of stuff.
Oh, yes.
So tell me, just start with your story.
Okay.
How did you get into being a makeup artist?
Okay. So as a child, I've always had an interest in the beauty industry, makeup. Mm-hmm. But I grew up behind a household where my mother was Pentecostal.
Okay.
So there was no makeup.
Okay.
None of the sort. And I think when I got into my teen years, I would say like 16, 17, I experimented with the blue eyeliner.
Oh.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm. That's back in the 70s. Who all can relate? Blue was the color.
Right.
The blue eyeliner. So I put some at the bottom, and that was it. And then she didn't say anything. I said, oh, she's not saying anything. Maybe I can experiment and do something else. So I've always had a fascination with it. Like, even to this day, if I'm watching a show or a movie, I'm not looking at what's going on. I'm looking at how do they accomplish that? How do they do that? How do they make that special effect? And that's always been an interest of mine.
Okay.
I wanted to pursue that later on in life after, you know, having it, you know, getting married, divorced, kid, single mother, just basically had to work to survive.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So I went to the MAC counter at our, you know, Citadel Mall, mm-hmm. and spoke with the manager back then, which was Abrilla Mackey. And I told her I wanted to be a makeup artist, mm-hmm. and work for MAC. And she said, well, they prefer someone in the cosmetology business, whether it's already trained as a makeup artist or a cosmetologist.
Right.
I had neither because I was working in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. So I went to aesthetic school because I saw it on their curriculum, thinking they would teach me, which they didn't. It was just a day of playing on each other, whatever. So I went through school, got licensed 13 years ago, and then pursued outside of South Carolina for just training with other makeup artists, other people, to niche down on that craft, and it just went from there.
Okay, okay, that's awesome. I mean, you're good at what you do.
Thank you.
Like I said, I was reading your biography, and I mean, you have, I guess, like you said, you've stroked many faces.
Yes, I have.
And you have. It was just unbelievable of all the people's lives that you have actually touched. Mm-hmm. And so that's so amazing. You know, being in an industry, I guess, you get that opportunity to meet people from all over.
Oh, yes.
And so now one of the things that I wanted to asked of you, we know that business is hard, and I believe that especially for African Americans African American women, I don't believe that you got to this point without having any challenges. And so can you share that with us, and how did you overcome those challenges?
Challenges have been, okay, well, let's see, even though I started 13 years ago, I always worked my full-time job and worked the beauty industry for mm-hmm. with other people, for right. other folks. When I started to branch out on my own after COVID, I moved in before COVID. Actually, I moved into my studio suite the day before it shut down. Mm-hmm. So I moved in, paid my lease, my rent, signed the contract, and then we got shut down.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, how am I going to pay my rent? And I don't have clients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so basically, you know, because I had a full-time, I was able to keep things open. But, right. you know, once things opened up, like, oh, I'm in business, now what? Mm-hmm. You know? So I had to find, you know, speak with other business owners, other women, other mentors as to how, you know, because we're not taught at a young age to go in business for yourself.
Right, that's true.
We're always taught get a job, go to school, get a job, and work for someone else.
Exactly.
So in our community, we're not, that exposure wasn't there for me.
Right.
So I was pretty much doing by the seat of my pants and asking questions mm-hmm. and taking on other, you know, signing up under mentorships, paying mm-hmm. for these mentorships,
right,
to make sure I'm doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
Finding out so much information I didn't have right, getting systems in place, mm-hmm. getting automated and all that stuff.
Right.
And, marketing is a very, very large part of being in business,
it's
a lot of money that goes into marketing. And because I didn't have that marketing dollar, mm-hmm. I've been organically growing my business.
Right.
Through word of mouth,
mm-hmm.
just through social media, people like you, mm-hmm. everybody else out there who knows me, and just everyone, you know, just referring me to.
Right.
And that's how my business has grown.
Right.
Since
right.
2020 when
right.
I opened.
Right. Right. Yeah. And speaking of marketing, I can relate to what you're saying, because when I started my business, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm just going to, you know, just use what personal savings I have to get this thing going. Mm-hmm. And I'll say maybe about a year later, it's like, I need money.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is, I didn't even take in consideration the photography part of it. I got into it, didn't even factor that in. I'm thinking,
yeah.
like you said,
yeah.
nobody teaches us, mm-hmm. and not even knowing that photography is a big part of what I should be doing,
mm-hmm.
and didn't factor that in. And so I'm here, like, you know, all over the place. And so I had to kind of like pivot and come up with a different plan
right.
of action to make sure I included photography in
mm-hmm.
that,
mm-hmm.
because that's really important. Like
oh,
you
yes.
said, marketing is expensive.
It is.
It's expensive. And I find myself spending more money
mm-hmm.
than I actually was making when I first started.
Oh,
and
yeah.
so
oh, yeah.
Just a little nugget, you know, if you can start your business out of pocket, that's perfect. But just, you know, as a disclaimer, you know, make sure you do your research. Research is mm-hmm. always so important.
Yes,
very much. Right, because you don't want to get into something and then mm-hmm. find out, okay, it's not working, and then
yes.
that causes another situation down the road.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes. I see you offer so many different services, mm-hmm. products, subscriptions. I'm like, she's just doing it over here,
yeah.
and I'm really proud. But I think the one thing that stuck out to me is that you're offering men's self-care
yes.
products.
Yes.
So where did that come from? What was the rationalization behind that?
Well, men need love too.
That's true.
And
that
they
is true.
Take care of themselves.
That is true.
They don't do a great job of it.
That is true.
Well, like, as you know, I am an intimate skincare mm-hmm. specialist. I do men waxing also.
Okay.
But the same, you know, even though we're our different species, we still have the same skin issues. We still
right.
have to, you know, have the same home care
mm-hmm.
to prevent those things from happening.
Right, right.
Men, you go get shaved. You get your face shaved. I'm sure you're not exfoliating once you leave the barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're a shaver every day, you're kind of like, really, you're taking skin off of your face every
mm-hmm.
day. Even if you have a beard and you're shaving under here to keep that line straight, you're not exfoliating, you're not putting hydration and nutrients back into the skin,
mm-hmm.
that causes the leather skin, the ingrown hairs. So the same products that women use, men can use also.
Okay, okay. I think that's a great idea. And I think as women, we got so accustomed
mm-hmm.
to serving other women,
mm-hmm.
and we forgot that
yeah.
there's a whole population out there
mm-hmm.
that actually needs our services, which basically sums up that, you know, a missed opportunity.
Yes.
And definitely. Just money that we're leaving on the table.
Yes.
So I think it's a great idea. Mm-hmm. I was guilty of that for a very long time, and I think the Holy Spirit, you know, showed me, you know, you need to incorporate, you know, some products for men as well. Mm-hmm. And so I'm actually working on some things. So okay. Men, get ready, because okay. It's coming. It's
wonderful.
Coming. It's coming. Now, I've seen in the past where, you know, women, I guess, stayed, I guess, in a box, so to speak, and they just have forgotten about themselves. And so I wanted to bring up to you self-care.
Yes.
How important is self-care? Because I do know that you offer those services. Mm-hmm. And as women, we wear so many hats.
Right.
We're doing so many different things for other people. And it's like we forget about ourselves.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. We tend to put everyone and everything before us.
Mm-hmm.
And we think of ourselves last.
Right.
And it's just a natural thing because we're nurturers by mm-hmm. nature. But yeah, you have to put if you have a very busy calendar, you know, you have to take your kids to recreational football practice,
mm-hmm.
and you have to come home and cook dinner and, you know, whatever your chores are. If you keep a calendar, put your name on the calendar to get those self-care services done. Block it out. That's your time. Everything will have to, you know, work around that and take care of yourself, because mentally, you know, after a while, you're going to, you know, like, why? How did I get here? How did I get here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm not loving on me.
Mm-hmm.
Self-care is self-love.
Mm-hmm.
That's loving on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, everyone should be doing that.
Right.
No matter what, even if it's just you going to get your nails done or get your feet done, that's self-care.
Right.
My self-care service are more intimate because I'm a full body waxer.
Mm-hmm.
I do brows, you
mm-hmm.
know. And I do body sculpting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I help with weight loss assistance.
Okay.
Just non-invasive, of course. Just
right.
Inch loss targeting. Most people want their waistline targeted.
Right.
Or they want their arms targeted.
Mm-hmm.
Or they want a little bit of a lift in their butt,
mm-hmm.
on their butt. But everything's non-invasive. So it's about body positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling really great about yourself, no matter what your size is. It doesn't matter what. You don't have to be skinny as a rail, because someone who's skinny as a rail, they have doubts about themselves.
Right,
you know,
that's
they
true.
Have self body images, so it doesn't matter what your size is.
That is so
it's
true.
Really good about you, and
that
that's you know that's what we're about. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm guilty of that because I've used your services before, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge person, but I do have some areas of concern.
Right.
So I'm coming back
okay.
because I still have those areas of concern.
Right. We all felt it.
Right.
We're never satisfied.
We're never satisfied.
We're never
And I guess, you know, I don't know. We probably need to go and pray on that. But
right.
Now, I see that you have an accountability group. So what was the purpose behind starting this accountability group?
It is a self-care weight loss accountability group.
Okay.
And I'm guilty of putting myself last.
Mm-hmm.
Very guilty of that. Because I've struggled with weight loss my
mm-hmm.
entire adult life.
Okay.
I felt that if I've always needed someone to keep me accountable.
Gotcha.
And if we can keep each other accountable, be there to cheer each other
mm-hmm.
on, support each other.
Right.
Then we can accomplish that goal, whether it's 5 pounds, whether it's 10 pounds, maybe
right.
it's 50 pounds. And then a lot of resources
mm-hmm.
I have for the ladies to use. And it's only for ladies only.
Okay.
This is a
sorry,
group
man.
For ladies only. Women go through different things that men go through. So this is, you know, not only is a support group, it's like it's a sisterhood, it's
mm-hmm.
a community.
Right.
The group is new. There's just a few ladies in there. And there's so much more that's going to be going on in the group
mm-hmm.
soon. We'll be doing yearly retreats.
Okay.
You can
awesome.
Bring your loved one with you.
Your babe.
your babe. You can bring your babe with you. So it's that we'll, you know, if you don't have to live within the Charleston Somerville area,
mm-hmm.
you can be in another state. My daughter's a part of it. She's in Georgia. So,
okay.
you know, if there are some ladies in group, hey, who's in Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get together on Wednesday and let's go walk. What is that place in Atlanta? Stone Mountain? Is it Stone
okay,
Mountain?
Okay, Stone Mountain.
That a lot
That's
of people
correct.
Go hiking on
mm-hmm.
Stone Mountain.
That's it.
Let's go walk on Stone Mountain. I mean,
mm-hmm.
so you'll have people that, you know, that you can work out with.
Okay.
Because I used to go to the gym by myself.
Right.
I'll be good for a month, and then after that, I start, drifting off again, because I'm not going with you, and I'm going by myself.
Right.
Someone say, hey, let's go, or I'm like, and I can't make any, and I'm making excuses not
right,
to go.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, we're each other's cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'll have a lot of resources available. The group is in the beginning phase.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be a monetized membership.
Okay.
It'll be $23 a month.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
Because of the amount of resources that I'm bringing in experts also
right.
to the group. And we'll start out with mindset, because
right.
sometimes we all talk ourselves out of it
mm-hmm.
before we execute.
Right.
So mindset is very important.
Right, mindset is very important.
So it will be monetized. It's not monetized now. Right now, it's free. There's nothing going on
mm-hmm.
to where, but once I start dumping all these resources in, which will be very, very shortly, it'll be monetized. And those who don't feel they want to invest $23, which is probably like you going out to lunch a couple
That's
days
true.
Out of the week,
mm-hmm. pack you can your cut lunch. Out the Starbucks coffee, right?
Yeah, at least two cups of uh-huh. Starbucks, and invest in yourself.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
You're worth the investment.
Exactly.
You mean you're worth it.
Yeah.
And it's only $23 mm-hmm. a month.
And I think that's self-care and just investing in yourself.
That is self-care mm-hmm. and that is investing in yourself.
Investing in yourself.
Definitely.
I like the idea of the accountability group. I think what I'm seeing a lot in a lot of groups, like for example, I'm part of a community and we're starting what you call an accountability group because it's hard. You know, in being in business, especially if you're solo,
mm-hmm.
and so sometimes you don't feel like doing something.
Right.
And so, but if you have someone mm-hmm. that can hold you accountable
mm-hmm.
and vice versa,
mm-hmm.
Then, you know, that does make all the difference in the world.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So I like the idea of the accountability group.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give someone wanting to start in makeup or just in business in general?
Okay, so do your
mm,
research.
Right.
Make sure this is a passion, not just a hobby.
Right.
If it's a hobby, it's not going to last. If it's a passion, you're going to do everything you have to do to make sure that everything falls in place and that it's going to work. You know, check our resources. Small Business Administration, SBA, I've never used them, but they're there. They have a lot of resources.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Talk to others in your area that are in business
mm-hmm.
who are willing to talk to you, give you advice, give you some insight, and then get trained properly, proper training.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talked about the marketing
right.
side. When I say it takes money to make money,
mm-hmm.
it is so, so true.
That's
and if
true.
You want to make money, you have to be able to spend it.
Right.
And so that's a factor you have to consider also.
Right.
But yeah, don't let people talk you out of it.
Right. That's good advice.
Because a lot of people say, well, just go to work. Just go get a job, you know. But you can work a job
and still
have your business.
Right.
Do them both side
exactly.
by side. And once your business is making enough to where it replaces your income for a year, then and it's progressing and it's scaling,
mm-hmm.
then you can go ahead and step away from your
exactly.
whatever job you're working, whether it's a 9 to 5, 11 to 7, or midnight to 6 in the morning like I used to work. So, you know, if it's a true passion, then go for it.
Right. That's great advice. I think I was having a conversation with someone else, and they were sharing, and just like with passion, you said it has to be a passion.
Mm-hmm.
She shared money. If you're going into it just for the money,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, you're going to most likely fail. So it has to be more than about the money.
Exactly.
And right, passion.
Exactly.
You have to have that passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, you know what? People will see.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not there is passion,
mm-hmm.
they will definitely
pick up on
mm-hmm.
it.
They will pick up on it.
Definitely.
And so, share with us one thing that keeps you motivated.
God keeps me motivated.
Oh, wow.
I pray every morning. I'll sit up. All right, Lord, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Now the day. And I talk to him just like that.
Wow.
God and my children.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanting to, you know, succeed in what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one goes into business to fail.
Right.
No one goes into business to walk away from it.
Right.
And so that's my motivation.
Right.
Just wanting to keep moving and want to see growth
mm-hmm.
and wanting it to blow up to where I'll have multiple locations
mm-hmm.
and pass it down to my children and my grandchildren to run it if they decide to, or, you know, whatever they want to do with it.
Right.
But, you know, just building that generational wealth and letting them see, be an example for them to see that, no, I don't have to go get a job. I can be a business owner, and I'm going to give them all the tools that they need to be successful and give them the advice that they need so that they do better than what I did starting out. Because I, like you, out of my pocket, basically, financed my business. And like after a while, I said, okay, I need money.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah.
You must have been a fly on my wall, because I share this with my kids all the time. And that's why I do what I do. Any information that I come across, I share it with them.
Yes.
And I let them know that, you know, in the beginning, you can work, you know, but make sure you have a plan.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with being a job, but however, you know, you want to make sure, you know, you can be able to, you know, find your passion and grow it into a business. Because it's, like you mentioned, legacy. And that's my goal. My goal is to build a legacy where I can pass on to my children. Yes. They can pass on to their children's children. Because that's what it's all about.
Yes.
I was actually talking with someone, and we were just having a conversation about business. And the person said to me, well, you know what? We don't have businesses. We really have, when we have businesses, it's for us to sell it. And that kind of like blew my mind. It's like, we start a business, and I think we pass it on, but if we can pass it on, but a lot of times what people don't understand is your business, you can actually sell off if that's what you choose to do.
Right,
but it kind of, it blew my mind to hear them say that, because I never heard that said before, but it made sense as to what they were saying, because I started thinking about it more and more and more, and I began to understand what they were saying. But yeah, I always tell my kids that I want you guys to be better than me.
Yes, definitely.
I want you guys to be better than me, and so, you know, be the best person that you can be, but I want you to be better than me. So that's why when I'm in their ears, they'll be like, Mommy, 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 and I'm like, I'm trying to help you. Be patient, I'm trying to help you.
Right.
But that's what I'm trying to do, because I want them to be better than I am. And
much.
So, where can listeners follow you and find you?
You can follow and find me on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and on TikTok, Sonya Elliott Brows Beauty. So, on Instagram, Sonya Elliott Brows Beauty _ on the end. I got hacked, so if you see nothing, if you don't see the underscore on the end, it's not my account.
Okay.
I got hacked. Okay.
Okay.
So I have a new account. Facebook, Sonya Elliott Brows and Beauty, and then on TikTok, Sonya Elliott Brows Beauty altogether. And those are the three social media pages you can find me on. My website is www.sonya, S-O-N-I-A, Elliott, 2 L's, 2 T's, browsbeauty.com. And I'm located in Somerville, South Carolina, at 705 Old Trolley Road.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for sharing that information.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having
me. We definitely have to do something outside of this.
Right.
Just to catch up. Just to catch up on things. Yeah, exactly. So I want to thank my listening audience. And if you hadn't gotten the opportunity to look at my previous podcast, I have the link there, or you can check it out on Spotify. We had some amazing guests on the show. One of my favorites was Blogging, Influencing, and Thrifting with Wendy Dorelis. And don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, and share. And then you can shop the collection at DonnaMCollection.shop. Or if you have questions, feel free to email us at info@DonnaMCollection.shop. And remember, fashion is the armor to survive the reality of everyday life. And every day is a chance to be better.